A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes, who were Pharisees, saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I brought out for you a very famous painting of this biblical passage by an Italian artist. His name is Caravaggio. Maybe some of you like art. So I'll try to lift it up. It's pretty heavy, but I'll try to lift it up so you can see it. I think you can see it. So if you couldn't see it too well, I'll explain. You can see that there's a group of men sitting at a table, and there's one man, a small man, who's looking down at the table, and there are coins. There are coins. Then there's about four others. Then in the corner, there's a tall, slender man who's pointing. That tall, slender man is Jesus Christ. And he's pointing. Well, I'm pointing at you now. He's pointing at one man. And the man happens to be Matthew. And Matthew's going like this. "Me? Are you kidding? I'm a tax collector. You're calling me?" So there's that snapshot. That's that painting. This is a fascinating gospel because you see, as you heard in the first reading, the Word of God is like a two-edged sword that separates bone from marrow. Jesus called Matthew. How many words did Jesus use to convert Matthew? "Follow me." He said two words. "Follow me." And Matthew was a tax collector. He had money. He had his house, he had his friends. Matthew left everything to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He left nothing. And right away we see that Matthew invites Jesus to his house, to a banquet. And who's present there? The disciples, but also the people who, according to the Pharisees, were not good people. Tax collectors, the prostitutes, the thieves. Why? Because Matthew really believed that if these people were to meet Jesus, they would be converted too. Matthew was already living as an apostle. Matthew burnt the bridges. He left everything to follow Christ. That was the most important decision in his whole life, to leave everything to follow Christ. Because when he left everything to follow Christ, he really got much more in return. Allow this gospel to challenge you on this day of the retreat. Let this gospel challenge you. Jesus is saying to all of you, follow me. What is preventing you right now from following Jesus Christ fully, unreservedly, and totally? What's preventing you from following Christ? When we decide to follow Christ, we always receive much more than what we sacrificed. Now listen to me. If you're taking notes, look at all the gifts. Look at all the gifts that Jesus gave to Matthew because he decided to follow him. I'll give you a litany of gifts. And these same gifts Jesus can give to you if you want to receive them. What were they? Number one, Matthew was given the gift to be an apostle. One of the 12 original apostles was St. Matthew because he heard the words, follow me. Do you want to be an apostle of Christ? Listen to his words. Follow me. Second gift. Jesus gave Matthew the gift to be one of the evangelists. By the word evangelist, it means those who were called to write one of the Gospels. Spanish word is evangelio, evangelist. You have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you follow Christ, you'll be able to understand better the Word of God and you'll be able to put it in practice. The third gift. Matthew was called to be a missionary. We're going to be talking about that at 3:30. We're called to be missionaries. He didn't stay there locally, but rather went out to preach the Word of God to the whole world. Do you want to be a missionary? Think if you are in the Legion of Mary, you are called to be a missionary. Not to keep the Word of God to yourself, but to share it. The fourth gift. All these were gifts because Matthew heard the words, follow me. He entered into a friendship with Christ, a dynamic relationship. growing, strong, loving friendship with Christ. And as we said in an earlier talk, we're called to be holy, we're called to be happy, we're called to go to heaven. True happiness comes in our lives when we establish a deep, dynamic friendship with Jesus Christ. In Spanish, el amigo que nunca falla. Jesus is the friend that will never fail us. And last but not least, Matthew was given the gift to be a martyr. All of the apostles except St. John the Evangelist, they died as martyrs. Martyr meaning someone who sheds his blood for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He shed his blood like Jesus Christ on Calvary. But where is Matthew now? Holiness, happiness, and heaven. Now his name is Saint Matthew. He's a saint. A saint is a person that's holy. Happiness. Matthew is happy because he is with Jesus Christ. Finally, Matthew, when he died as a martyr, shedding his blood, Matthew arrived at heaven. Holiness, happiness in heaven is waiting for all of you. Right now, in this mini retreat, Jesus is speaking to your hearts. He's saying two words. Follow me. In this time that we're going to have after the Mass, you're going to have about 2.5 hours before our final meeting. You'll have some time in which you can enter into prayer, into meditation, into examination, into contemplation. These are two of the words you want to bring to your prayer. Follow me. What is preventing you right now from following Jesus Christ fully and totally? If you can accept the challenge, then you will receive also 5 gifts. You will become an apostle of Christ. You'll become an evangelist to preach the word of God. You'll enter into deep friendship with Christ. You'll be a missionary. And finally, you'll be a martyr. Maybe not a red martyr, but at least a white martyr, someone who dies to himself to live for Christ. Let's ask Mary, who is the Queen of Apostles, the Queen of Martyrs, the Queen of Virgins, the Queen of All Saints, that we will listen to those two words, follow me, and experience a happiness and a joy that we've never experienced before in our lives. Amen. I'm going to pray the prayer of the faithful.